So it had nothing to do with the preschool tax.
You ever go out to, like, the coast or something, and then you see,
no.
like... You're like, I've heard enough about these otters and these sharknadoes. I'm not going anywhere near the ocean. I'm just saying, like...
The sea otters are the good ones.
Oh, when okay. I was a child, when I was a young lad growing up in Portland, I think we banked, I think my family, my folks, banked at First Interstate. And there's the only one I've ever seen since my childhood is out on the coast in like Reedsport or something. I was just going to say, you ever drive by like something? It's silly to be nostalgic. You go, oh, First Interstate Bank. It feels quaint. You know, has anybody got like an old timey bank?
My first bank was Wells Fargo, and they try to be old timey with the wagon.
Come on in, we'll treat you real nice.
Yeah, exactly. Like they did not.
I don't know that it's like the bank specifically. There's one in my hometown that had the weather on it, so it had like the big clock out front.
Yeah,
and
all, like, the digital. The was it like the digital
stuff.
Yellow?
Yeah, and it still makes. Yeah. And I think it's still there back home, and I like it.
But you that's know, more of an nice infrastructure thing and
yeah,
less
it had
of
nothing
a banking
to do with the bank.
Thing.
It was just part of the bank. That's so, the nostalgia that I get. Is that a fair comparison? Or
sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if Portland could just get some towers that gave you the weather,
it'd be real depressing. I don't know if you've been outside recently. It's not my favorite.
All right. Well, I thought we found a common ground here.
No. I just like it for the nostalgia. You would you bank at First National or First Interstate if they were here?
That's the thing is, like, I don't know if they have like any kind of if it's like just that one little bank. I think that's the only reason I feel like I'm like, oh, because I'm like, it's like the little bank that could. Mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe it is still like a nationwide
thing.
I don't know, and maybe they're doing terrible things with their money. It's just the only one I've ever seen is out there on the coast, and it feels like I don't know.
An organization in Portland I used to work for years, it was either that we banked with First Interstate and then they were bought by someone else, or it was that we banked with someone else and then they were bought by First Interstate. So they were a larger organization either now or they were and now they're gone. I don't remember which.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not good with the facts.
I will say, this is not funny at all.
Okay.
But I will say, when you said, like, they're doing horrible things with our money, which
he
most...
He said he didn't know.
No, I mean, but the idea. I'm so sorry. First Interstate Bank, whatever. Please don't come for me because you'll get nothing. But, but the idea of, like, the big bank, which they do. They, like, invest in, like, drilling and all this stuff, and you have no control over what they're doing with the money they make off your money. A good way to avoid that is with local credit unions.
Yeah. Portland Teachers Credit Union.
Cash under the floorboards is also
Red Canoe Credit Union is apparently supposed to be really good, I guess. Oh, I take that back. I have no idea, and I don't want to support something that I just know the idea of credit unions.
KBOO uses credit unions. So if you're like, hey, I want to put my money into a credit union and good things to happen, you can donate to KBOO at KBOO.org/give. So
you like how I set you up for that?
Yeah.
That was good. Yeah.
We are trying to raise money to keep, you know, power and lights and the FCC.
Oh,
happy.
That kind of power. I thought.
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah, just electric power stuff. And also, we use a credit union. We use a couple credit unions. KBOO.org/give or KBOO.FM/give, or you can text KBOO to 44321, and we'll send you a text back about how to donate.
And U.S. Bank was this close to writing a big check.
Yeah. when you said First International or Interstate come for me, what can you get? And I thought, oh, that account with U.S. Bank, that's still,
yeah,
they probably
it.
Still have it. Take
that,
it.
That's debt. So go ahead, have that.
Take it.
Take it. That's negative.
Does anybody know what's going on with student loans? I'm trying to figure out if I should log in and figure
it
out.
I dropped out after a month, so.
Oh, okay. That was smarter.
Yeah, I escaped that.
Yeah. Anybody? Okay. I'm screwed.
We're not educated.
Are tall bikes still a thing? What's the difference between a tall bike and a penny farthing, Tyler?
I don't know why you're looking at me like I'm the bike expert.
You want to tax them?
Oh, I just don't like them. I think they're dangerous. And they're there's too many weird vehicles like that, you know, are out there navigating around that are causing more problems, it seems like, than someone on a paddleboard. But the paddleboard thing, I read that they say that it's because they're using that permitting money to combat the invasive clam population.
Mussels and stuff? Yeah.
Oh, they need that money to buy the otters to come eat the clams?
Yeah, I think they're paying for some mussel. Some otter mussel.
Well, you know, otters, what they love, mussels.
But the bikes, yeah. The penny farthing, I think, is the one with the big wheel in the front. Yep. And then I'm tall bike, I'm assuming, is just like this, the regular bike.
It's apparently
very tall.
There used to be a lot of tall bikes in Portland.
Oh, yeah.
And
I've
now
seen
there
a few.
Are still tall bikes, but there's less. But they're just two wheel, they just have the regular two tall wheels.
There's, sure.
Okay.
There's people making all kind of Frankenstein bikes out there.
Would you tax the Darth Vader bagpipe unicycle guy?
Darth Vader?
What's his name?
Kimberly, do you know his name?
The Unipiper.
Yeah.
The Darth Piper. I don't know. I mean, he's kind of a poor... I have not been here long enough
to...
The identity of the person. I'll say they are a Portland icon. However... It's Darth Vader, right there, the symbol of evil and the dark side, and so we should probably, they're probably a billionaire.
Listeners, we want to know, do you think that the Unipiper should pay permitting on his?
The Unipiper?
I think we need to educate Andrea before we go any farther here on what the Unipiper is.
503-231-8187. Is there a better description? He rides a unicycle. He plays the bagpipe. He has a Darth Vader mask.
Is he
and
really?
While
does
he plays
go
the
by
bagpipe,
the Unipiper?
Fire comes out of his bagpipe.
Tax.
He's
tax.
So
yeah,
cool.
There's got to be emissions coming out of that bagpipe with the flames.
Yeah.
I say you do it based on like the axle, like you know when you go over like a toll bridge or a toll road. If you got two axles, one axle.
How about per pipe?
Yeah, you know, and then look, then the paddleboard, no axles. Don't permit. Oh, no.
How would you feel if you
own two paddle boards? Okay. I see.
Listen,
what you're
I may
doing
be getting some kickbacks from the paddleboard lobbyists. Big body glove.
Can I get in on this? Because I will support your paddleboard lobbying.
Absolutely. Let's talk after the
all
show.
Right.
Are you all right. Yeah, go, Jason.
I was going to say, how would you feel if they just taxed the paddles instead of the paddleboard? Like, taxing the sales instead
don't
of the
don't give
sail
anyone
boat
any bad ideas here. I'm trying to
also
save
you
paddleboard.
Can't give in, you can't give in a mint, an inch. You can't give an inch.
See, here's the deal. I'm a stand-up comedian, and I like to stand up paddleboard. I'm here to stand up against the taxation, which is theft. I think we all know that. That is theft. The illegal permitting of these stand-up paddleboards, which the acronym SUP, SUP. how do you get mad at that? So I'm just...
Do you have a campaign jingle?
No, but let's write one for...
me?
For
I don't know music.
For the stand-up paddle?
yeah. I can give you a couple minutes. We can talk about more otter stuff. Whale stuff, penguins.
I just want to chime in. It's only $20 a year for the paddle. Like, I don't know. I guess $20 for a whole year on the paddle board doesn't seem like
only $20.
I don't know, dude.
Spoken like a real billionaire. I don't know if you guys know, but Kimberly... Kimberly is a billionaire, and I don't know if we want to.
Hey, dog. Hey, dude. Don't be lighting me up.
It's all that comedy in the park warm-up money.
Hey, I don't accept money except from people who are offering it. So sue me, but please don't. I don't.
Only $20.
I mean, it's a lot of environmental stuff, too.
Because
it's those paddleboarders. They get out there. They're drinking. They're being they're obnoxious. They just leave trash in the water for the... I'm just kidding. I don't know.
They're turning on the muscles, and that's
right
creating more.
Yeah, get those kids out there. If you don't want your kid, take him to the pier and let an otter take him away.
Tax the otters. They have a pocket. They're keeping some money in there.
How deep are their pockets?
Their skin flaps? What are they? Skin bags?
Skin bags? No, we're going to... No, I feel like that's slander. We're giving them bags their pockets.
A lot of the otters, though, recently have started Ozempic, and the skin bags, they're really tightening up for getting rid of some of that stuff.
Well, I believe that's a separate procedure. Once they lose the weight, they have to get
The pocket tuck.
Oh, what's next on the docket?
I don't know. I just wanted to see Tyler and Kimberly fight. What else we got here? Oh, we got, do you want to talk about Trump accidentally defunding police?
Yes.
Okay. So this is real. I don't know if I can cover. So Trump administration has decided they're not going to do the secure the rural communities aren't getting timber payments like they used to, so they've lost a lot of money, so they can't fund police anymore. So if you're in rural Oregon, where there's a lot of federal forest lands
and a lot of Trump supporters
don't expect an ambulance to show up. I know that those are different things, but they're also funded by the same things.
They're not different things. It's like I want everyone to be safe and healthy regardless of their political affiliation, but doesn't this seem a little like...
Did I explain that well, or do you want me to go more into depth? It was so good on the timber payment things, wasn't it?
I'm a little confused. So, like, there's community resources from timber
federal
taxation?
So federal government owns a lot of forest land in the Pacific Northwest, mostly. And so counties can't tax it. They can't do, like, property tax or anything because it's federal land. And so it used to be like, oh, well, it's fine. You'll get a percentage of the timber sales. But we overcut a lot of stuff. So timber... We couldn't sell as much, and then these small rural communities dried up. So the federal government said, okay, we'll give you, it's like called the Secure Schools Act or something, and they give them a percentage of this, or they could have a percentage of the timber sales. And I think like in 2024, they didn't renew the Secured Act, and that was like millions of dollars. So one community got like $5.3 million from this secure thing. And then we didn't renew it, and they were like, well, it's fine, you'll get a percentage of the timber sales. But the percentage was like $800,000, which is different than $5.2 million. So they had to make some cuts to the schools and to the police and things. And then Trump was like, we're not sure you're going to get that, but it's fine, you'll have new sawmills. But you can't just make new sawmills and get those money back. And also, we don't have sales tax, so what are you going to do, you know? So anyway, so basically no police.
But also,
that's what they're saying.
What is the reasoning? Like, why did he decide?
I don't know if you've heard about Elon Musk. He doesn't
have
enough money.
So this was just
money.
A part of the cutting.
Just the...
Like, the cutting the fat.
It had to do with this big, beautiful bill.
It's because those lumberjacks are real big on DEI.
yeah, that's what it was. Spending too much. Rural Oregon was spending way too much. On trans rights services.
Clearly. Oh, God.
Did that make more sense, Tyler?
Yes and no.
Okay.
But you,
Okay.
I mean, you clarified it, but it does not
make
sense.
It still doesn't. Yeah.
It's tough. I think if you live out in smaller rural areas, you already have, less resources, and now it's like, hey... if you need some help. I feel like that's just going to encourage vigilantism. Which, I mean, that's one of the arguments I hear from a lot of, like, Second Amendment people anyway, is they're like, they live out in the middle of nowhere, and they're like, well, I gotta have guns, because what am I gonna... They're like, they always say, like, what am I gonna call the police and wait for them to come? And now Trump's like, they're not coming at all.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It just, That's always the argument, is that the quote unquote left only cares about the coastal big cities. That's all they care about. They don't care about real Americans, rural Americans. And well, here's your guy. Mm-hmm.
Like, he's defunding the police, the thing that you said you wanted most.
Yeah, thin blue line is getting thinner.
I do really like the rural argument of like, well, if you don't like what the police are going to have to come for me. Like a couple of years ago in Oregon, the Republicans they were like, we don't like what the legislature is doing, so we're going to like abandon Congress. And then one of the out there guys was like, oh, if I think it was Governor Brown at the time, if she sends the cops to me, then they're going to have to fight off my guns. And it's like, you say, why do you think that you're tougher than the cops? I don't, you think the whole military is less than you? Like, it just doesn't make sense.
Well, that's,
yeah.
Never mind.
Oh,
honor? God, thank God. Trump. I was terrified.
Oh, Ami. Are you there, Ami?
How's it going?
Hi, Ami.
Hi, Andrea. Hi, Danny.
Tyler and Jason are also here.
You did good promoting Danny. I saw your Instagram story, and I was like, oh, they're on right now. Why were y'all talking? I've tuned in a little bit late. Why were y'all talking about otter armpits?
It was very brief. You just happened to just hear the 1 second we were talking about otters.
Why is everyone else not talking about otter armpits?
Better question.
Yeah.
Well, there was apparently we'll bring you up to date. There was a kidnapping of a young girl who was kidnapped. No, it happened. There's video.
They haven't been charged yet.
An otter kidnapped a young girl, and
it was last year in the port of Bremerton.
Yes, last year in the port. Well, you heard that.
But they're suing now.
And so now the mother is suing the port.
Yeah.
For reckless use of
otter. For not destroying the otter sooner. And somehow.
Okay, wait.
Somehow one that otter ended with Jason's wife texting him about otter's armpits.
Okay. But wait. How did an otter kidnap a child?
Wouldn't we love to know?
Okay.
Somebody called in and told us it's because those otter put out those pictures of them holding hands of each other so that people would want to hold their hand.
Oh, right. It was propaganda.
It was some kind of...
Oh, my God.
They snatched her up. They tried to drag her into the water.
Yeah.
They pulled some candy out from their pocket.
I couldn't wait till the...
And then something about Fish Girl. It's been a good night, but it was... At 10 p.m. when we started talking about otters. So we have lost some of our own thread.
I will sleep better knowing that.
Do you have any good otter facts for us, Ami?
Wouldn't you ought to know?
Mm-hmm.
That didn't come out right. It was, wouldn't you ought to know? I don't have any great facts. I just think it's adorable.
I feel like Tyler just looked at me like, see, everybody likes puns, Danny. You're in the wrong here.
Ami, we love you. Ami's a very, very funny comedian and an amazing person.
I love you all. Y'all are doing great. Have a great rest of the night. Bye.
Good night, Ami. Bye.
What does it say that it's just our friends that are calling in?
To be fair, we've had more friends tonight than normal. So y'all have more friends than most comedians.
I got to start playing pinball.
That's what we've learned.
I got to start hanging out with otters.
They'll take you. They'll take anyone, I think.
I think that's what the third Taken movie is about, with Liam Neeson.
There's three of those.
They have a very set of unique skills.
Yeah, the first two, he's like, his dog is like, gets some Eastern European terrorist snatcher up. Mm-hmm. And then the last one, yeah, I think it might be otters.
And as a Croatian, I would just like to say I was glad for them to let off the Eastern European terrorist thing and focus on the real threat of the otters. Like, Hollywood, I was tired of the slander. And, yeah. That's all. Kako C.
I think that they jumped the shark with the NATO thing. Like, I think they jumped the otter into the shark. I really tried hard. I tried so hard, and I just couldn't. I didn't know if they were jumping the otter to get like to shark.
It's like you're allergic to puns.
Hang on. I'm so, my brain's on so many levels. Were you playing off Croatia and NATO?
I was
like
just,
some political.
We went to
because I was thinking like Croatians. They went from Croatian to crustaceans. and then you were like NATO. I'm like, was that a political?
No, I wish
alliance?
That was. That was yes. I might be allergic to puns. It might be a visceral thing because I was just thinking the Sharknado movies, and that was a threat. I don't know what I was thinking.
Sharknado is like a bunch of the North American tornado organization.
I just feel like she was like, oh, they moved away from the Croatians onto the otters.
Yeah.
But they did do Sharknado in the middle.
Well, I think also once Trump was elected and he refused to, he wanted us to back out of Sharknado. The silence, listeners, is everyone being so impressed with my
pun. How do you feel about puns, Jason?
You know, I just me being me, I have to work extra hard to beat the dad joke accusations. So I tend to try and avoid them, and but not my kid will tell you that I don't make that effort at home.
Okay. So. But you make it on the radio.
I make it on the radio. I make it on stage. I try to not be the typical dad joke person. I don't always succeed.
Okay. But, if you were to make an otter joke, what would you do?
No. You're not,
no otter
jokes.
I'm
not taking the bait. Not taking that bait. That'll be as close as I get.
See, okay.
Bait is a fishing thing.
Do you, folks, you're listening. Fishing thing.
Puns are best when you have to explain them.
You, folks, you're listening to Comics Take on the News. We're here for another 8 minutes. And then we have Self-Help Radio with Gary. Which
oh,
is
you didn't want us to stick around for the self-help part.
I mean, you barely stuck around for this part, Andrea. Folks, Andrea got an Uber.
Apologies to Andrea's canceled Uber driver from an hour ago.
Oh, we have to be here 5 more minutes? No, 55 more minutes, Andrea.
I misread.
That Uber driver was also this close to writing a check.
Have to be here until tomorrow. Technically.
So we're here for another couple minutes. We'll get to another story, maybe, or maybe not. Do you guys, this is Comics Take on the News. We're here every fourth Monday of the month. So the next time it'll be September sometime. September 22nd, I believe. Kimberly and I will be here. These folks will be somewhere else, probably fun too, but probably listening because everybody listens to this. And you can follow us on Instagram. This is KBOO Radio, community supported, member supported. We've been around for 56 years, thanks to support of the members. We are in a scary, awful time. A lot of the shows on KBOO are more needed than normal. We do a lot of, you know, pretty honest, truthful reporting. We talk about local stuff. We talk about federal stuff. We are not dictated by commercials. If you really appreciate that and want to keep that around in your community, you can donate to KBOO at kboo.org/give, or you can text KBOO to 44321. We are in our drive. We're trying to raise $45,000 by the middle of September. So anything you can do helps us out, especially if you just sign up as a monthly donor. $5 a month or so really helps us out and keeps us around. And we love being here with you. With that, I'm going to let the comics talk about themselves and say whatever it is they want to say about themselves within FCC rules. Does anybody want to say anything about themselves?
I'll just say this is the most I've ever talked about nature in my life. I'm an indoor kid, English major.
Oh, what do you want to say your name or do you
not
want to say
that? Okay. I'm Jason Burton. You can follow me on PDX Instagram. I'm just totally messing that up because it's midnight and I'm tired. And I didn't have the coffee. I turned down the coffee that was offered me earlier.
At PDX Burton.
At PDX Burton on Instagram.
Do you have pets, Jason?
No.
Okay. Real indoor kid. Okay.
I'm Tyler Bowe. Portland comedian slash dad. I do have pets, but Yes, this has been a lot of animal talk, which I'm all about. We were plugging stuff. I'm doing the Comedy in the Park this Friday.
Yay!
Kimberly's going to be there. That's going to be fun. Yeah. Portland's sweatiest comedy show. it's just because it's outside in the park and it's
CityCast also going to be there.
CityCast. All right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm not aware of what.
It's just a new show podcast here in Portland.
Excellent.
Yeah. I don't know if they're partnering with Kickstand or I don't know. Anyway, Comedy in the Pork at Laurelhurst Park.
In the Pork. Yeah.
That was on purpose. I'm working on animal puns.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Comedy in the Park Friday with Kimberly. Kimberly starting at 5:30. You're starting 6:30, Tyler Bowe. I'm doing so great. Sorry.
Is Kimberly the same park? Or is this a different park?
Kimberly is outside the park.
I do need to clarify. I am not allowed to be in the park. If I'm busking, you have to have a permit, and I'm not doing that, dog. So you can be heard in the park even if you're outside the park. So I will be outside the park at Oak and 35th. So check it out. 5 o'clock.
Yeah, Comedy in the Park is the actual event.
No, and that's actually in the park. Yeah, yeah.
That's I'm just going to be at a park somewhere trying to tell jokes to whoever's around.
I love that Kimberly had to clarify she won't be in the park.
Yeah, I definitely don't have the permit for that. So
it's because they're taxing you, right? It's because of the tax?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, paddleboarders can do $20 if I got to do a permit to get in the park, you know? Yeah. But whatever.
Yeah.
I also am a billionaire, but I'm kind of billionaire that I'm not, like, able to donate a lot of money right now. So that's why I'm not able to help KBOO out. But get on there and donate. $45,000 is the goal.
Yeah.
It's tough out there for billionaires right now.
Yeah.
So Tyler Bowe. At Tyler Bowe.
At Tyler Bowe. TylerBoeh.
And Kickstand in the Park. Or Comedy in the Park.
Comedy in the
Kickstand.
Park.
Andrea.
Well, I did already plug my stuff when I thought we were leaving an hour ago.
You can plug again. These are new listeners. These are new listeners. You're fine.
The turnover is a
high
turnover.
These are Gary's listeners that we're starting to pick up here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hi, right. Gary. Hi, Gary's listeners.
Hey, y'all. Otters. So my name's Andrea Joseph. You can follow me at Andrea D Joseph on Instagram, and I will be doing the Workers Tap and Cafe in Portland. It's called House Party. It's a comedy show. It's a queer and BIPOC comedy show. It's going to be awesome. It's Saturday, August 30th, and I have the information on my Instagram. And that's all, folks.
Cool.
Can you mention your sticker on the back of your phone?
I have a sticker on the back of my phone.
What
it's
does
my
it say?
Sticker. It says I quilt because it's illegal to cut people.
Okay.
Which is just a true fact about myself.
I love that.
It's not weird to have a lot of razors if you quilt. That's just a fun thing. Also needles. I have a lot of needles and razors, and that's totally normal because I quilt. And that's the only reason that I own those items. I don't know where to get razors now that Joanne's shut down. So, KBOO listeners, if you can call in Gary and leave a message, 503-231-8187.
Those are going to be the scariest phone calls ever.
Sometimes I cry when I'm alone. Sometimes I cry when I'm alone. Sometimes I cry when I'm alone. Sometimes I cry when I'm alone.
Sometimes, sometimes when I'm alone.
Sometimes I cry when I'm alone.
Sometimes, sometimes when I'm alone.
Sometimes I cry when I'm alone. We'll be right back.
I'm Naomi Klein, and you are listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM.
KBOO is loud and proud. Become a member during our KBOO Out Loud Fall Membership Drive, taking place now through September 20th. Your contribution goes towards grassroots